I'm so pleased Entertainment Central's got another fantastic guest on with me. Let me do my little intro here,
yes.
Okay? Right, her debut album is The Bridge. You have got to give it to her, right? Or don't give it to her at all, right? She's the hottest thing to come out of Canada since... Wait a minute, I'm thinking. You know what? She's just the hottest thing to come out of Canada.
I'll take that.
If you don't know who it is by now, it's Melanie Fiona!
Yay!
I'm so pleased to have you.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Do you know, I have to ask you, you know you've been asked a million times about the lyrics.
Yeah. Right? Give,
bad boyfriend?
Aren't they all bad boyfriends? That's what they make for great songs.
See, I can't say that on air because I've got a few followers that kind of fancy me.
Well, then they're great boyfriends. I've had some bad boyfriends that make for great songs.
Yeah.
You know, Give It To Me, right? Was really just really going through experiences and relationships and finding myself in times and places where I was settling for less than what I deserved.
I hear.
And I just said no more.
But
I decided that I was not going to settle for anything less than I deserve. So you got to give it to me right or I don't want it at all.
Some seriously strong lyrics there, guys.
There
Must
it
be
is.
Scared.
Take it how you want it. There it is.
Do you know on the album cover, has anyone said this bit before? Do you look a bit like a younger version of Chaka Khan?
Yes.
Oh, it has been said.
All the time. I have a picture on my phone. I got to show you this. And I never really, I was like, really? I get it all the time that I look like a young Chaka Khan. And then I went to this one radio station and there was this picture of her on the wall. And I took a picture of it, of myself next to it. And I was like, okay,
you can see
I can really see the resemblance now. But it's a compliment. She's such a beautiful, beautiful
is.
Woman.
Yes. And when I say young version, because she still looks hot.
Oh,
anyway.
She's hot. I just saw her the other day and she was at the Soul Train Awards, actually.
Yeah.
They did a tribute to her and she was absolutely beautiful.
All right. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing this picture.
Yes.
Then. Right. So with the album you've put together, did it take you long to put it together? Because it's a 2009 release now.
You know, it did take a while. I wouldn't say that it... some artists, you know, I could easily say it took my whole life because every song you do as an artist on your first album is always for your first album, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I could say that the song I recorded when I was 16 was for my first album.
I hear you.
But truthfully, I probably worked on this album and the songs that made this album over the last 2 years before the album released in 2009.
Okay.
So from about 2006, 2007, and then on.
But the thing is, I've just introduced you as a singer. I'm not even introducing you with your proper title. You're not just a singer. You're a singer-songwriter.
I'm a singer-songwriter. I'm a collaborator. Yeah. I'm a creator. I've had some really great writing opportunities as well as writing on my album and writing for other artists. I wrote on Rihanna's second album and then of course on my own album.
And Cardinal.
Cardinal Official.
Right. Cardinal Official.
Yes. And I just did a song. I did a song with KRS-One. He did a new
Get Out.
Yeah, he did a new album and I wrote on that.
Oh,
and,
nice.
It's a great thing. You know, writing is almost like the it's like the silent star, you know, the writers. It's a really amazing thing. Now that I've worked with amazing songwriters, I've really seen, you know, what a force it is and how without great songwriters you could never have great songs.
I love that.
So I've learned a lot from working with other writers.
What I actually do on my show, entertainment show, I actually like to interview the artists, songwriters, the musicians, you know, like you said, because there's a whole force behind putting an artist
man.
Out there.
Totally is. I mean, I worked with an amazing songwriter by the name of Andrea Martin, who I worked with on Give It To Me Right and my second song single It Kills Me. And we worked on the majority of the album together, and I can't say that I would have been able to even get to a creative level that I did without her.
I hear you.
It's just her mind and mine just together.
Went really well. That was what I was going to ask you.
Made
as well.
For great storytelling.
I was actually going to ask you who the sole writer, so now that question, let's just scratch that one from my right here. I don't need to ask that one anymore. All right, I've gone through the whole album. I've listened to the whole lot. And from start to finish, I'm not going to lie, I really love it. And I couldn't actually find a particular one that I can say, this is my favorite off of the album.
Perfect. That's great.
What is yours? Or your babies? What would you call your babies?
My baby records on the album. I really, really love. I love Ayo.
Okay.
That's probably my baby record just because I did that one in a very vulnerable time and place. I wrote it, I was recording my album in a really tough creative spot.
Right.
And that was also one of the easiest songs I've ever written. It just kind of flowed out and happened so naturally and turned into be one of the fan favorites. So it's about the struggle. It's about, you know, the journey that it took for me to get here and all the people who told me I couldn't make it. And, you know, I know people go through that every day, whether you're a singer or not. You go through that every day where people don't believe in you or you have your haters, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, so it's about coming together and rising over all of the obstacles and all of the difficulty and just, you know, following through on what you're set out to do. So,
well, I have to say, from the beginning, I think you actually had control of what you was doing, your destiny. You knew what you wanted, and you weren't willing to stand for nothing else.
Yeah,
and I think that's fantastic, because there was opportunities where you could have taken deals.
Oh yeah.
You know, but and what I like about what you were saying, because I've been reading like tons, and we've only got a short space of time, so I'm trying to get it all
out.
Let's
get it in.
But what I liked about what you were saying is that they loved your look, they loved the way you sounded, but you knew.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have been listening to what you were saying. They would have just tried to push you forward as, you know, some kind of maybe some Barbie girl rather than some serious singer-songwriter.
Yeah, for sure. And that just wasn't who I was. That requires too much work.
Yeah.
I would have to be someone that I'm not. Mm. And, it requires way too much of myself to do that. And this job already requires so much of you.
Exactly.
That if I had to act every single day and live a lie, it's and the fans would see through that completely.
Mm. Mm. I hear you on that one. I hear you on that. Well, actually, changing the subject completely. I saw your manager. Yes. She scared me. She looked so hot.
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 I wanted to go and run and put some makeup on and stuff.
Hot. She's hot. I mean, this is why you get a great team of people. I mean, she's brilliant. She really is. Mm-hmm. Her and I started this together. It was just her and I. She found me in Toronto, where I'm from. We started working together, and she's really been one of my biggest influences, one of my biggest role models. She's just a brilliant, beautiful, successful businesswoman.
They tried to put you both out there as a girly band.
People always think that we're sisters all the time.
I did think that.
People think that we're sisters all the time. We get it all the time. And for me, it's a compliment. She's really beautiful. Yeah.
Well, you did the girly band for a bit.
Yeah, when I was a young, naive teenager. A little bit. Yeah, got my feet wet.
Exquisite.
How wonderful. You know, we did a little Canadian success. Had a single on the radio. Didn't even put out the album. Right. I left the group before the album came out, and it went on to have several members, like typical girl groups
like
do.
Distance Child.
But I really just it wasn't for me. It wasn't for me, but it was a great learning lesson.
Mm.
It was really a great learning lesson for me. I learned so much about myself and about the music industry. So I can't knock it. I was a young teenager then, and now I'm a young woman, and I'm better for it.
I hear you on that one.
Yeah.
So what in the end made you decide you wanted to put your debut one out, because you're writing for other people?
Well, I had always wanted to be a singer.
Yeah.
I'd always wanted to be a singer from a little girl. That was what I said I wanted to be in my little school book when I wrote, what do I want to grow up? I want to be. I always used to say either just like my mom or a singer. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's what I was working towards, and I just had the opportunity to write for other people along the way. Mm. So when it was my time, it was the right time, and I couldn't have asked for it to go any different.
Well, it was the right time, because let me write it down, because I've been listening to it, and for me to remember, because my memory is terrible, to remember every single track that you had on there, right? So I've put down a little bit, like you got Johnny, which is a really lively track.
I love Johnny.
Really lively.
Yeah.
I love the slightly unusual You Stop My Heart.
That is my other baby record. Yeah, you name it. All my baby records. These are my favorites.
See, that's good. That I got good insight there. Good insight. So I did love. They were like, I listened to all of them. Like I said, and I had to put like tips down to see which one, because I was trying to put it in a genre. The album. There's not a particular genre for this album.
No, it's just feel good music.
Yeah, yeah. Because you got a 60s feel on there as well.
There's a little rock. There's a little soul. There's a little reggae. There's a little hip hop. There's a little pop, R&B. And that's why I named the album The Bridge, just because I wanted to bridge music together. I wanted to bridge times together. I wanted to bridge people together through music. And I didn't want to be put into a box.
Good. I, you know what? And that's really good, because once upon a time, because I used to do singing back in the day.
I can tell.
And that, from my sexy voice. Huh?
I can. I have this deep voice.
But back then, you couldn't do that. You had to have a genre.
Yeah.
You know, you couldn't have an album like how you've put it out. So I'm so glad that we've moved forward so much in music that you can actually put this out. So the next one, you can move into whichever direction
exactly.
you want to go into.
Exactly. You said it best. Exactly.
I love that.
The thing is that I just wanted people to understand who I am. Mm. Is that's very important in building your fan base and people feeling connected to you. I want them to know who I am. I want them to know that I came from a multicultural background. Mm. I want them to know that I grew up listening to lots of types of music. And I want them to know that I really want to make a difference in music, and I don't want it to be the typical of what you've heard before, and I want to be something new and refreshing.
Excellent. So it's in saying that, you've got Melanie Hall.
Yeah, well, actually, there's a long story between this one. So actually, my last name is Hallam, and when I put out my song Somebody Come Get Me on Reggae Gold, I had a nickname that people used to call me, Siren, and that was like DJs when I was doing music independently. And then the Siren we couldn't use because apparently it was trademarked and they really wanted to put the record out. But DJs and people knew me as Siren because that was like my street performer name or whatever, right? Just like DJs call me that. So then we had to go Melanie Hall, and then they just abbreviated my last name, and that's how Melanie Hall came about.
Oh, I guess it's really funny.
But Melanie Fiona is my actual name.
But I love the fact that you've got you've got the bridge out, you've got your soul in your 60s and whatever, and then you're on a reggae album as well, which is quite funny.
Can't forget the yard. Can't forget it. that's a big part of who I am.
Well, that takes us straight into the Janet Kay.
Silly Games.
What? Did you speak to her? Did you get to speak
I've
to her?
I've never spoken to her.
Wait, do you know if I'd known that? I should have called her. I wanted to call her before I spoke to you because I was thinking, I wonder if you actually got a chance to speak to her.
I haven't.
Oh, you didn't?
I haven't, but I hope she likes it.
Put it this way, trust me, this is the UK. If they didn't like it, you would have heard about it.
Well, this is true. If she didn't like it and if the producers didn't like it, it wouldn't have been on the album.
Thank you
for loving it.
Because that was how I heard you first, actually. Forget the 2008, because I didn't even connect Melanie Hall.
Yeah.
The soul reggae singer with the soul. So when I heard the reggae version, we played it at our station quite a lot. And I was like, who is this girl doing this?
Yeah.
Who is this? And I was listening to it. I was thinking, okay, that was brave to go on top of that track because it is a classic over here.
Yeah, it is.
It's a serious...
It is a classic. Andrea Martin makes me brave. She makes me very brave. I mean, she's Guyanese as well. So it was a really good connection to feel like I had that on the album because... It is, you know, I'm West Indian and I just wanted people to understand that is who I am.
Yeah.
And that's why it's on there.
Okay, I hear you on that one. Very good. Good move.
Thank you.
Right, before we wrap up with you, I have to go into this touring. Right?
Yes.
Alicia Keys.
Yes.
Hold on a minute.
Hold on a minute.
Maxwell. Oh, let me clear my throat. Oh, I can't believe you're touring Maxwell.
It's honestly, it's such a, I'm having such a wonderful year. I love to perform. Performing with Alicia has been such a joy.
Wow.
I mean, she's wonderful. Her crew is wonderful. Everybody, the band. We just have a wonderful time on this tour. I'm really going to miss it when it's over. But I do have great things to look forward to because once I get back to North America, I'm going to be touring with Max also.
So I still can't stop. Like, I saw him in concert.
I'll tell him you say hello.
When did I see him? Was it this year he was over? It might have been early this year.
Yeah, he did a big run over here.
Oh, my goodness.
I will
tell
him you
say hello. The women were practically throwing the knickers at the stage at this man. It's
like
he makes love to the music.
I mean, when it's sexy, it's sexy.
How are you going to manage?
How
are you going to manage?
I'm going to have to be managed.
I don't know how you're going to be up there still concentrating.
I'm going to have to be managed. No, Maxwell's really great. I met him a few times. He's really great. We've become good friends. And he's really a gentleman and really a nice guy. Really nice and funny. I'll tell him. I'll tell him you said hello.
Yeah, I kind of forgot everything else I was going to say now.
There you go.
No, I'm just joking. So tell us, you've said that the album you put out 2009, you already thought about it a couple years before that. So you must be ready to move on to your
next
one. Oh,
yeah. I've already started recording a couple songs. I'm really trying to create a very unique sound to me, but still familiar. And that's really what I always aim to do, even on the bridge. I wanted to do something that, you know, felt... retro, but still felt new.
Yes.
And I want people to feel that. I want people to feel like I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel. I'm just trying to dress it up a little bit. You know, so I just want people to love what I'm doing. And I'm really channeling, you know, a very, it's always going to be based in soul for me, soul music. But, you know, I definitely want to show a little bit more of my roots, the reggae side, a little bit more the rock and soul.
Nice.
You know, and that's the beautiful thing about the bridge. It allows me to go in any direction I want to now.
And it's got some fantastic lyrics in there, people.
Thank you. It really has.
On the show, we normally have a featured album for the month.
Yes.
I'm featuring your one next month.
Well, thank you very much.
Definitely, because it's just really great. And I want people to go out and get this one.
Yes, go
before
and
the
get
next
it.
One comes out. So I love that.
Thank you. It's really cool.
Right. So before you leave London, do you think you're going to get to meet Giggs, who's done the remix with you?
I would like to. I'm really hoping. We have the shows with Alicia, and then I'm really hoping that there's time. You know, I usually, when I'm in a city, I'm in and out. So I'm really hoping that I can be here to meet him and say what's up and get to know him.
Wow, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
So on your last word for the London people, what would you like
to say? Thank you, London people. I really, really appreciate your love and support. Thank you. It's really such a pleasure and a joy to be back. I love coming here. I love my fans here. And I can't wait to come back the next time and see you all in concert again.
I can't wait.
I can't wait. Okay,
because that's what I want. I want you to come and do your own. It's good that you're doing these, starting off with Alicia and doing Maxwell, but we want Melanie Fiona.
Want a Melanie Fiona concert.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Rise up, people. Have Melanie Fiona come back.
Right, before you leave, can you please just say hello to ADB for me?
ADB, yes.
Oh my gosh, the man was having a heart attack.
ADB. Hello, ADB. We've yet to meet, but I hope we can meet one day soon.
Stop that. He thought I was a hot chick. I'm dumped now.
Oh, Melanie no.
Fiona.
No.
Calm down, ADB.
You can have two.
Yeah, two hot chicks. I like that.
Two hot chicks. It's a man's dream.
You know what, babe? It's been fantastic talking
to you.
I'm so pleased to meet you.
Thank
and as
you.
I said, if you haven't got The Bridge, people, go out and purchase this album now. Yes. It is brilliant. Love
Thank
that.
You. Thank you.
Thank you very much.